Now, voices time. To celebrate, to tie in with our 10 town tour, lots of people in the county have been making films which are appearing on our website right now, all about the towns that we're visiting. Paul Joy has made a film about King's Lynn. Paul is from Fakenham. And Paul, you didn't really know much about King's Lynn, did you?
No, not really, no.
Until you made the film. Let's have a little listen to the film on the radio. How clever is that? Here we go.
Growing up 20 miles from King's Lynn, my memories of the town were of rusting factories, forgotten industries, and decay surrounding a town centre that was in desperate need of some TLC. The main shopping areas in the town have been improved over recent years and offer a nice selection of high street retailers and regular market traders. Like most large towns, King's Lynn is often the host to a range of interesting street performers. It's easy to stay in the main shopping area in the town and not discover the history that lies just a few streets away. I'm guilty of doing just that. I visited the town many times, but until making this film, I've never really looked past the shopping areas and my initial impressions of the town. Walk down some of the hidden back streets, and you soon discover evidence and architecture from an interesting and long history of exports and sea trade. The town was very prosperous during the 17th century through the export of corn. This period of wealth resulted in the construction of many prestigious buildings, including the Customs House on the Purfleet Quay. Another notable building in the town is the Corn Exchange on the Tuesday Marketplace. From rock bands to passing out ceremonies, the Corn Exchange remains a central part of the town's social activities. Explore further and you discover many historic buildings and flourishing gardens that are so often overlooked by occasional visitors. After spending time in King's Lynn, I feel a bit sorry for it. The history and beautiful architecture have been hidden by rusting industry and decay for far too long. I'm glad I've discovered the real King's Lynn.
Wow, Paul Joy there, who's from Fakenham, but made a film for our website about King's Lynn. I think it's true to say you maybe had a bit of a negative perception about King's Lynn before you came here. And one of those things, you know, as an outsider making a film about somewhere, you discover more than perhaps if you were a local.
Yeah, it's true. I worked in Norwich for 10 years and sort of have progressed with my filmmaking into sort of doing it for a living over the last sort of three. And throughout that time, I kind of really never visit King's Lynn because I'm an equidistant from Norwich and King's Lynn, so I always seem to go to Norwich. And I always think of King's Lynn as when I used to come here with my parents and stuff when I was younger, and it was kind of a bit run down. And, you know, when I was asked to make the film, I just kind of thought, oh, what am I going to do? You know, didn't really know what sort of subject to use. I tend to normally kind of make my little sort of local films about kind of, you know, sort of people and places and stuff. And my initial thoughts were, my initial idea was to make a film about the Speedway team, who were fantastic. I went there for an evening and kind of, they let me film in the middle of the circuit and stuff. Yeah, they were really good. But then when I got home and kind of thought about it, I thought, that's a bit of a cop-out, really. I really need to kind of focus on the town. So I came and had a look around, and it's only kind of really recently that I discovered, you know, all the sort of history and stuff about King's Lynn. So, yeah, made the film about that.
Well, that is the hidden secret of King's Lynn. From the Saturday marketplace round by the quay, almost to the back of the Corn Exchange and the Tuesday marketplace, it is stunningly beautiful. It's got to be one of the best walks in Norfolk, for town centre walks.
It has, yeah. I mean, there's so much to discover around there as well, because you kind of, it's funny, because I've been in, like, the Tuesday marketplace and all around the shopping areas so many times, but I've never kind of really ventured down there. There's nothing to draw you down there, but once you look down there and realise what's there.
So did it change your perception of the town then?
It has, yeah, it has, definitely.
And the history, well, you just walked down there, it's steeped in history and the role that Lynn played in the creation, well, in the growth of this country, and not just Norfolk, but the whole of the country.
It has, yeah. I mean, I've only kind of really skimmed over the history. There's so much of it, but, you know, kind of just looking around, and it never really kind of occurred to me why this place was called the Vancouver Centre before, things like that, you know, and it's kind of, there's a lot to discover.
It's true that we're all guilty of that, isn't it? You know, when I lived in London, I never went to see Buckingham Palace and you know, until friends came along and sort of said, can we go? And you don't realise what you've got on your own doorstep.
You don't. I mean, it's so easy, especially with somewhere like this where people generally come to shop. You know, you kind of, you know, one of the things I kind of really wanted to kind of share in my film was how it can be misconceived. And I still think there are, you know, there are outlying areas where obviously like most big towns, it's kind of struggling sort of, you know, and I think King's Lynn is changing quite a lot now, really. As you drive in, you sort of, each time you come in, you think, yeah, this is looking a lot nicer, you know.
So do you use King's Lynn now? Would you come here to do your shopping rather than heading to Norwich, given that you're in Fakenham? You've got the choice of both.
I probably would, yeah. I'm a bit of a creature of habit, really, so I tend to go to Norwich. But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't not come. But, yeah.
Wait, was it one of those things where you sort of think, have you ever done a film about Fakenham and tried to scratch the surface of Fakenham, or would it be harder because you live there and you've got all these sort of preconceived notions about it?
I don't generally make films with a subject. My kind of art, if you like, is in making films that are kind of, I just go to places and shoot images of people. It's more kind of, I look at it as more kind of a video photography or videography, really. I kind of find nice images and people and kind of film them and put them to music and try to make my kind of artwork like that. This was the first time I've been challenged to kind of write a story and do a voiceover, which was quite harrowing. So.
And did you enjoy it?
I did, yeah, it was great, yeah.
How do you get paid, though, for shooting nice, pretty pictures and putting nice music to it? What's the outlet for that?
Yeah, I don't really get paid for it. It's kind of, that's just my personal kind of pleasure thing, really. I enjoy that. I mean, I make a living as I run a little production company, and I kind of do event videos and make corporate videos for companies, which has all come from from those kind of personal projects. I mean, I think people saw what I was capable of from those projects, which then allowed me to sort of make a career in filmmaking. So that's the pay of it, really. It's turned out that I've been able to do it as a living, for a living. So.
But you only recently got into this, didn't you? It was sort of in the last 10 years. What were you doing before that?
Well, I've only been a filmmaker for about 3 years now. Before that, I was working for an agency in Norwich, doing kind of sort of flash animation and website design and stuff like that. Yeah, I was working sort of in a similar kind of field, and there were some projects that came up that allowed me to do a little bit of video work. And as soon as I got my fingers into those, I just loved it. And I thought, God, I just want to do this.
It's in your blood. You've made a film for the BBC now, which is showing on the big screen at Fusions in Norwich on the ground floor of the Forum. Have you been to see that yet? Have you seen your work on the very big screen?
No, we're going up to see it tomorrow. So, yeah, should be fun.
Enjoyed that. But what would you like to do next? If you could do anything in the world in the creative arts area, what might it be?
I'd love to get involved in making a short film, sort of get involved with someone who's written a nice script and kind of, you know, do some stuff like that. We did a project recently with Peter Naylor, who you met in King's Lynn. We did a music video for a band called Cuda, who are from King's Lynn. Just say hi to them. And that was good fun, so I'd like to do some more kind of stuff like that, really.
And maybe if you're doing all those corporate videos and stuff, maybe John Cleese, because he makes lots of corporate videos these days, doesn't he, and does it and that sort of stuff. Are there any particular actors or stars that you'd love to work with?
I haven't really thought about it, to be honest. Any of them will do.
Well, we are available. We do come cheap. Paul Joy, well done on your film. You can watch it wherever you are in the county or further afield if you go to our website, bbc.co.uk/Norfolk.